Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Ah, here we go again. Look at this. It's another Glory. How many of these have we done?
Oh, jeepers. Are you joking? I don't know. I lost track at 109 or something like that.
Right. I think we're into the 120s or something.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. As if I'd lost track at 109. What a lie. What an absolute lie.
You were gone after nine. Nine, you lost track.
I don't think I got that far. I mean, like, you know, you just kind of get to a point where you don't even know or keep track or care, really, I suppose. It doesn't matter. It becomes irrelevant. You just do it all the time.
It's amazing how we've managed to do 120-odd or whatever there is of them and not actually say anything. Certainly nothing of worth.
I don't find it that much that amazing. See, it's how I do it all the time, every day. It's merely a snapshot of the inane.
It's literally you built like a career out of it.
It's what men do. Let's be honest, it's what men do. We can always, and have done, and for generations, ages, thousands of years, we've managed to speak consistently and say nothing. I think it's what, and people act like it's a bad thing. Well, it's not a fucking bad thing, is it? It's a great thing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, because we want to entertain each other. Like, well, men, it's not really about the transfer of information or imparting knowledge or any of that. Unless you're in trouble, in which case it is. That's why I always wonder about women. You know the way, I keep getting in trouble with Kelly and all, because it's like a...
Just by being you, basically.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's like, I think she's looking for advice, you know. She says,
no,
this thing's happening. And I go, oh, right, yeah, yeah. Jesus, well, whatever you do, don't do this. Or whatever you do, don't do too much. You go, yeah, you know something? Why can't you just say, oh, that's fucking terrible? I was like, what do you want? Do you want advice or do you want your arse licked?
That's
the worst thing I've ever said to anyone. Do you want advice or do you want your arse licked? That does not end well.
No. You were spitting hairs after that one. But anyway, I tell you, and I did learn that, believe it or not. I learned that a little, like a while ago now, okay? Yeah. That is the thing, right?
But I would never say to anyone unless I wanted advice.
You see, are you a woman? Who knows? But the fact is, right, that when a woman says to you or whatever, like about, oh, this terrible thing at work or this whatever or this situation or this thing in the family or this thing, whatever, all you do is you shut your mouth and you listen, okay?
But then why are you saying
that to me? Because they're talking to you. Look, if you're going to try and apply male logic to this, PJ, it's not going to go well. That's all I'm saying.
It's the only fucking logic I have. Well, this is the thing. You don't get upset because you get a dog to work in a butcher shop as a guard dog and he eats all the sausages, right? Yeah. You go, guess what? A fucking guard dog in a butcher shop was a stupid idea. So going up to a bloke, saying something to a bloke.
Telling them your problem.
Telling them your problems.
And expecting him not to...
And says, well, let's try and fix it together. And you go, I don't want to fix you fucking dickhead. Such a man thing to do. You're like, I have no other way.
They just want to express it. They want to say it. It's part of a process.
I know, but that is nonsense. I'm sorry. That is nonsense. You know, as a man, and I know you're the same. We're in here every day talking to each other. We have a problem. We come in. You say, right, I'm really messed up with this thing. What do you think? And you'll go, have you tried doing this or have you tried doing that? I go, do you know something? Not with everything,
I mean, in fairness, when you came in and said, I'm mad, I went to Jesus, I don't know what to tell you.
But that's honest as well. That's fine. I don't know what to do. I can't tell you anything. It's out of my league. You lost your bleeding mind. I've never done that. So good luck to you. And that's fair enough as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't sympathetic then either.
I was sympathetic. I went, Jesus, that's... Ooh, God. Whew, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
But you were like,
I have to do the traffic.
If I remember right, he said, what are you going to do? And I said, no, I don't know. And you said, well, do whatever you have to do. And that was it.
There you go. Now, look at that. And that was Dalai Lama shit right there.
It actually was.
Do whatever you have to do.
Do whatever you have to do.
Help me. Tell me, like, what would be a good idea? Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, and that's what some women in my life would like to hear. Just do what you have to do.
Yeah.
That to me is not what I want to hear. I want to hear, well, here's your options, right? If I was you, here's what I'd do, right? This is what I always think. If it was me, I'd do this, I'd do this, I might try this. Have you tried that? You know, this is what I want when I come to someone with a problem.
Absolutely.
This is what I want. If I came to you and I solved my problem and you went, oh, wow, my God, now, what a bastard. Terrible. And you left it at that. I go, are you my fucking friend? Or do you just want me to shut up?
Do you know, I was just thinking... Am I
interfering here?
A great analogy. Imagine bringing your car into a garage somewhere and going...
Exactly.
Tell you something, right? So there's a mad rattle, right? There's a mad rattle in the exhaust there, right? And then there's this strange kind of squeaking sound that comes from just at the front, just behind the front wheel and all.
Yeah.
And a thing...
There's an engine alert and all. It says you might die. Dangerous.
And the mechanic going, yeah.
Wow.
Shocking, isn't it?
What a heap
shocking.
Of shit.
Fair play to you for putting up with that.
Oh,
and
my
then walked
God.
Off.
I don't know what... I don't know how you do it, driving that fucking yoke. What
and
a,
then walked away.
What a bastard on wheels.
Do you want to get a coffee?
Do you want... Yeah.
No, I want you to fix me car.
Well, I...
Look, do what you need to do.
You do whatever you need. I am here to support you no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, well, how about you give me some fucking advice? Can you fit it in on Tuesday? I'm not going to tell you what to do. You are your own free agent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here, whatever, yeah.
It's a bit like, and both you and I have experience of this, you know, with therapists, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that classic thing with a therapist is
this is
like,
why I hate therapy, by the way. They won't tell you. They won't advise. This is why I fucking
That's
hate
what I'm saying.
Therapy.
Because the classic therapist response is, and how do you feel about it?
I just fucking told you a minute ago. I'm pissed off. I'm upset. Yeah. I'm ferociously depressed.
And how does that make you feel?
Shit.
I'm telling you,
how
angry.
Many ways do I have to tell you? How much is it going to cost me to tell you how upset I am before you understand that I'm looking for advice?
Or when they say
well,
to you.
I have to help you come to your own conclusion. I've tried that. It didn't
I
work.
I want you to know that it's okay to not be okay. I am not okay.
Yeah, here's the thing as well.
You're supposed to help me.
But here's the thing, it's okay to not be okay. It fucking isn't, actually. I'm having a shit time.
I hate it.
I hate it. It's okay to say it, of course.
Yeah.
It's okay to live it. But trust me on this.
The reason I'm paying you the money I'm paying.
As the person who's paying you, you wanker, it's not okay. Yeah. You know, it's not okay. I'm not okay. You know, like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I hate therapy. They never turn around and they never go, right, here's what you need to do. You know, if you went to therapy and says, I'm having trouble in my marriage, and I can't do this, and you know, we're not communicating properly. I don't know if it's my fault. I don't know if it's their fault. We're just not getting on. There's a tension in the air. I need help. You know, if they says, here's what you need to do, get Hori in here, I'll straighten the two of you out, you wankers. This is fucking happens. I don't want to hear a word out of you now. You come in here. Well, yeah. You're going to do what I tell you. You know, I'll be there. Thank God. Best therapist ever.
Yeah, unless they turned around and said to you, right, here's what you're doing. Shut your mouth. Listen to her. Don't say anything. Yeah, but she said she has a problem.
No. You imagine you'd be
but
like,
she said she had a problem with the thing and I was only trying to... Shut your
shut
mouth!
Shut the fuck up. Imagine you'd be like, what? This is the worst therapist ever. She'd be like, I thought she was amazing.
Yeah. She really understood me.
Yeah. You know, that's what some people go into therapy just to see whose side she'll be on.
Mind you, I'll tell you something, right, where now you'll have to agree with this, right? You're saying that as blokes, right, we come to each other and we say things like, you know, God, this is a fucking weird thing going on with a boiler or something, or the car,
or
marriage, or the garden, or anything, whatever.
Yeah, and you're a total therapist. Lawnmower, just fucking thing won't start. 6 months I'm out there pulling the rope off.
Yeah.
It's a small one. Yeah. Yeah.
What can I do for you, Jim? Well, actually.
Yeah.
I've only got a small allotment, right? Yeah. But
they're not going to sharpen the knives, eh? I have them in the boot.
But no, right? So, imagine, like, but the thing about it is, and you say, right, that as lads, we want somebody to turn around and go, oh, look, no, I'll tell you, that happened to me, right?
Yeah.
What you do what is, right, get yourself a can of WD-40, right, and...
Yeah, so it's a YouTube
video. A banana,
video. Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck, right?
Whatever, yeah.
And, but what I'm saying, there are times, right, when you get the lad who goes too far, though.
Ah, that's the other extreme.
You're in the pub, and you're just casually mentioned, God, you wouldn't believe it, bloody lawnmower broke down on me. Oh, right.
Here.
And he's...
Here's what you need to do.
What is it? Is it the...
It's your spindle, isn't it? It's your cock spindle. Your cock spindle. I know it is. Yeah, I have one of them. The X34, is it? X34. Black & Decker. Yeah, it's a cock spindle. The guy's on all of them. Come here, I'm going to send... Listen, come here. Have you got your phone?
Yeah,
what's your number?
Yeah, in fact, we'll go and see him now. Get into the car.
I'm going to send you the manual. Call Harry Hines. Harry Hines, right? He's a whole... Tell him Larry sent you. Says you need a cock spindle for an X34 with an XL spinner turner on it, yeah? I'll call him now. Come here, I'll call him now. How are you, Larry? You have a fella here in the pub needs a cock spindle, right?
Yeah.
He's coming down to you now. I'm not going now. He's coming down to you. Go down to him now, you'll get it now. Yeah. He's coming down to you now.
How long are you there? Yeah. Right, he's on his way.
How much is it? €2,000. We have it now. You'll get it for you now. Get €2,000. Get €2,000. Go down to him now. He's waiting for you at the five lamps.
Yeah. Those
you're
lads.
Like, stop!
Yeah.
Stop
So that is the one time where you don't want any help.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just making conversation. You know what I mean? I put a bit of gaffer tape on it. Ah, oh, don't be doing that.
Don't.
No, here, come on. We'll go up, give us a look at it. I'll go up with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm down having a drink.
No, come on, I'll go up with you.
You don't want to leave that.
You don't want to leave that.
That could rust.
Larry Thorny's going to meet us on the cross there. He's going to do it for you for 300 quid. Throw in a Moro bar and a bag of chips.
Don't mind me. You can get me a few drinks. I didn't ask you.
I'm not asking for anything out of this, okay? What?
Yeah, another round, Tony, will you? He's paying.
Yeah. As soon as you turn your back, I'm after getting him a new spinner turner for £2,000 and the wanker didn't even say thanks. Yeah. Doesn't even sit beside me, though.
Yeah, and the same fella will remind you later. Remember that time I got you the spinner turner?
Yeah. Every time someone comes in, I'm after getting him a spinner turner for a Black & Decker X34. Didn't I, Jim? Didn't I tell him? Larry Thorny.
But that's me, you see. That's me. I'm one of those lads, you know what I mean? Do anything for anybody, me.
Yeah, me doing it. Larry Thorny sorted him out. He's on the way down, actually. He's got a whole box of them.
Now, he likes brandy, by the way, just in case you want to get one in.
Yeah, get everybody chip in 50 quid a bottle. What? I wasn't even here. Don't even have a lawn.
I'm just saying, two sides to that particular
coin. It's knowing the balance.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the balance is. Not that I know.
Yeah, no, but that's one extreme. And then the other extreme is if you do, as you say, if you did, from a blokey point of view, if you did have a conversation and it's quite obvious that the person is doing everything in their power to not listen to you. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, most times I am that person. Trying to do the not listening.
And then you start looking at your phone. How long do I have to stare at this and say nothing before this fella shuts up? How long do I have to do that?
When they give you those responses that are so nondescript.
Jim, if you thought, I'm saying, right? Are you listening there? Yeah. And you know the way. Here, Jim. And tapping
your arm. Do you ever get one of them?
Jim.
They keep tapping you on the arm because you're not making eye contact.
Come here. I'm going to stand uncomfortably close to you now so I have your attention, right? And then if I talk and a little bit of spit lands on your lip, you have to ignore it, right?
But you get those. You know people who, if you're not literally looking in their eyes. They're touching on the shoulder, hitting your arm or whatever. As in, like, you know. I'm talking to you.
And they're the same people. You look at your watch. I'm a barn, am I? Yeah. Oh, do you know someone needs to go home, do they? Oh, you yawn. Oh, fucking hell, I'm keeping you up.
You have no idea how boring you are.
No idea. I actually hope someone walks into this bar with a gun and starts shooting just so I can get out of this situation.
It's hard to know which of those extremes is worse.
Yeah, I know. It is. I genuinely, probably the boring fella is the worst.
Probably.
There's nothing worse than boredom.
Mind you, it would be absolutely.
They're harmless. Anyone who they say is harmless is not harmless. They don't mean to cause harm.
Yeah.
But they're annoying everybody.
They're dangerous.
I hear Zyle Jerry, he's harmless. He's not harmless. We're all upset now. Everyone's upset. We have to entertain.
Mind you, the best scenario in the world would be is if you were in the pub and you did say, God, you know, whatever, me lawnmower or me car or me whatever, and you got one of the lads who was laying it on, you know, oh, I know that, I'll get you, and making the phone calls and doing all that.
Yeah.
And you were there and turned around to your missus and went, for fuck's sake. And she went, see? Know what it's like now, do you? Know what it's like now, do you? Yeah. Have somebody fixing your problems for you when all you wanted to do was just mention it. You know what it's like now, do you?
No, I do. I go up to Larry Thorny and say, Mrs. wants your phone number there. She's a problem with the boiler. Says you might be able to sort her out. So text her any time after midnight.
Oh, my God. Wow. Anyway, before we get ourselves into any more trouble, we'll give you a few best bits from during the week, will we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? We had the drunken priest.
The drunken priest, who was officiating at
a wedding, I think, wasn't
he? He was officiating at a wedding, and look, it speaks for itself, but let's just say he's... He has priests. I tell you, it looks as though
you might be glad of a drunken priest in the future.
I think so.
John was saying earlier on that apparently now you might end up having to put up with an AI priest.
Yeah, which is kind of like it's like the religious ABBA, isn't it? Is it like a hologram? You know, you go and see that, like, oh, Bjorn and Benny and all, they're not really doing it anymore.
Yeah, the hologram. Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, you go to mass and there you be Father Larry Davis. Why not Father Larry Davis? But Father Larry David, he died 6 months ago. Look at him, not a bother on him.
Threw him with him in the unity
of the Holy Spirit.
The lad beside you doing that. I hope they do Super Trooper.
He was great. Yeah, he did a great Lamb of God. So I hope they tell you something. Oh no, it's Be Not Afraid this week.
I was at this in London actually. ABBA one. He's better.
He's much better. This fella's great. You want to see the ones the Protestants have. Bicker and all. Just lasers and everything. great.
You might be grateful for a drunken priest in the future. Also, funny enough, on an alcohol-related issue, we were talking about running the marathon in a very unique way.
I love this guy. I love people who come up with a new way to sort of strive to do the pointless. And this is brilliant. I love what he did. He's great.
Also, during the week, we did break the cardinal rule. We may not be ever invited back to Dalkey because we broke the cardinal Dalkey rule. As you probably know already, everybody in Dalkey has this particular rule that you just don't talk about
Matt Damon. They don't like talking about it.
So
go on about it.
Don't keep bringing
it
up.
So we're sorry we brought it up. We'll let you tell it.
There you go. You'll have a listen to them. And also then Turkey, the country, not the bird, came up in conversation during the week because apparently something very new, very unusual was discovered in Turkey.
Oh, yeah. It's just, where do they come from exactly? Well, that's the debate in this bit.
Yeah. In fact, PJ may have stumbled across, you know, a good explanation as to why this...
I think I've cracked it. I've scientifically cracked this new tribe.
Right, you can judge that for yourself. Have a listen, we'll talk to you shortly.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
I feel sorry for this. A couple wanted to get married. Last week was the big day and the priest turned up absolutely scuttered drunk. So drunk, they said, that he didn't even know what he was talking about.
The priest
did. An hour and a half late, he turned up, right? And people who were there, I was going to say mourners, they were supposed to be celebrating the marriage, but they turned out to be mourners, says he was not only visibly drunk, it was the most disastrous service I have ever attended in my life. Another person said it was an SH1T show. And they said, well, why? Well, apparently he couldn't. He kept losing his train of thought. So he was up
obviously
there
because he was half cut.
Yeah, so he was going, this is so nice to be together now. Love is about compromise for happiness. It's a great day, and my God, aren't you wonderful? And isn't everyone there dressed very nice to be here? And don't forget, Jesus is also with us and would like to.
The way you're doing that makes it sound like you're doing a, like a drunk bomber.
Yeah, that's what it'd be like. It'd be like the bomber turned up to do your wedding. That's how they're going to do when the wedding is, because, you know, love is what we're all here for. Don't you have to get the tabernacle stuff on there because you need to do the procession up there, yeah? Do you take this person to be lawful wedded, married until the dead do their part?
Wow.
And all that, yeah. And they were absolutely disgusted. But some people really enjoyed the bit of crack out of it. You know, people who weren't too connected thought it was great crack. And when the church collection was going around, he was saying, everybody needs to give lots of money if they want to go to heaven. Ha, 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 he said, right? And I think that would be kind of funny, you know. If I was watching that, no way I wouldn't be able to get a bit of crack out of it.
Yeah.
And some people are saying he should actually charge now.
Are they claiming that
to be the drunk priest for the next wedding?
They're claiming he ruined the wedding, are they? Or at least some of them are.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And they said he was reported, right, to the local diocese and all. And they apparently said, oh, not again. So he has history.
Wow.
Yeah, he has history.
Can you sack a priest?
I don't know.
A man whose birthday it is today, he's defrocked.
Whose birthday is that now?
Neil Horan, the priest that used to run out in the
ruin sporting events.
Yeah.
See, he ruined sporting
events. He's defrocked.
You can be sacked for ruining sporting events. Ruining wedding, I'm not sure. Probably, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest. He also,
the other thing about it is maybe he'd done a lot of masses before he got there and like the old altar wine
had just
gotten the better of him.
Maybe that was it. He's got, yeah. But blood of Christ, that's how something. There's so much fella can take. You know what I mean? I'm after doing two funerals, wedding, and a birthday party. And I have to say, I don't even know why they had a priest at a birthday party.
I think they meant to book a clown, and it just went wrong.
We had to book a clown, but Christ turns up, I don't know magic. But I did have a bottle of juice.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
I have to say, there's something to be said about adding a marathon onto something. Mm. Like, for instance, if you're a wine taster and you add in a marathon, you'd be doing something fantastic.
I saw that on them.
Did you see it?
On Twitter or something, yeah.
Hats off.
That was the London Marathon.
The London Marathon. A man, a guy who says he's a wine expert, a self-proclaimed wine expert, says he'd like to try 26 wines. in the day, and the best way to do it would be to run 26 miles. You're burning it off, you're competing in the marathon, you can raise a few quid as well for your own charity, a hospice he did it for, and every mile he stopped and had a glass of wine. Now, they do say by the 14th mile...
Well, hydration is important.
Hydration's important. It really is. It really is.
And nothing hydrates like a fine Beaujolais.
I mean, berries. The amount of juice in those berries. And they were saying by mile 14, he was not himself anymore. He was really starting to struggle.
I'd say the second half of that marathon took a bit longer than the first half.
Yeah. And his friends are saying...
Tried to keep him on the right road.
Yeah, there are videos now. You'd be like you were saying, Jim, the knees were not their best anymore. For different reasons. But he kept at it. He was on his 23rd wine when he said, is there any chance I could have a bit more? That's believe that's true. He says he wasn't happy with the glass size.
I thought you were going to say, is that even have any cheese?
This is amazing though. 23 miles in and they poured him a glass of 2017 Barbera and he says, as much as you put a bit more than that, I was just thirsty, as you can imagine. Yes, this guy is amazing. And in the end, he managed to identify, in fairness, he had a guess of which one was which, 21 out of the 25. He was able to
was actually making it a challenge.
Yeah.
So it wasn't enough to run a marathon.
No.
He actually gave himself the challenge of identifying wines, a different wine every mile.
I know. And they said, how did you know? And well, at the end, you tell me what you think of this summary, right?
Right.
He goes, I identified 21 out of 25, right?
Yeah.
As I got 7 of them right. I got 4 of them wrong. And 14 of them I say I was mostly right. That's what he said.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
you have to. I mean, to be honest with you, the idea anybody doing a marathon at all. Actually, there's an idea for Larkin and the lads. Just throw that in as well. 4 peaks, a marathon, and 26 wines.
Let's see you do that. Now, lads, we have a real challenge.
But anyway, whatever about, you know, it's like taking on a marathon, man. I would never do it. People say, it's on my bucket list or whatever.
No.
Never. I would never want to do it. It'd be the death of me, right?
Yeah. It's up there with doing 10 years in jail. It's just something I'm not interested in.
You see people doing it then, and they do it dressed as a clock or something, or a sauce bottle, or
or a full suit or
something. Just making it even more difficult again.
Yeah,
what is...
And the thing about dressing up as a clock or a sauce bottle is, after the first mile, when you're out with the crowds... The joke's kind of over.
Well, exactly. All of a sudden, then you're just wearing the clock, thinking this was a bad idea.
You just got lad with a clock getting passed out by everyone, going, "It's going to take an extra hour, isn't it?"
I should have gone with the sauce bottle.
Why didn't you? Jeez, a pair of runners would have been grand. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then you've got the only person who's probably going the same pace as you is a fellow who's half cut on 14 bottles of wine, running around going, where is the cheese?
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Yesterday evening wasn't bad.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was lovely, yeah, it was.
You know, and it'd be a nice time to get out. You know, you can get out and have a walk. Obviously, don't come up Airway, right? We don't want you. But I'm just saying, you can go. There's other places, you know, like Dawkey, for example.
Lovely
spot. You could go out and walk. One thing I would say, if you do go to Dawkey, whatever you do, don't mention Matt Damon. They don't like talking about it.
They don't like to go on about it.
They don't want to keep people keep bringing it up. Matt Damon was here looking. Yeah, okay, grand, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't talk about it. We don't like
say
to go on
about it.
Let's say 4 years ago, you might know, Matt Damon went to Dawkey and he turned up with a super value bag when he went swimming. And what was the one thing you heard constantly? Well, we don't know. He was like he was just a local. Nobody says a word to him. He literally didn't talk to him at all. In fact, we turned our heads. We were positively rude to him now, if anything. Nobody bothered him. Nobody gave him.
I didn't even know he was here that time I was talking to him extensively
for
an hour and a half.
I've never even seen his movies. I actually don't know who he is. I keep hearing this name, Matt Damon. But I have no idea what's going on. All I know is that when you come in here and you're famous, you means nothing to us.
Yeah.
We leave you alone. You get your headspace here. And for the last 4 years I've been saying it, we don't like to go on about it. 4 years ago, Matt Damon went to.
It's actually becoming, you know, something. That Dawkey thing is becoming a bit like the jokes that they do about Cork people or vegans.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It literally is like when you, you know.
How do you know, Matt Damon?
Walk into it, it's almost like they say to you as soon as you walk into anywhere in Dawkey, listen, whatever you do, don't talk about Matt Damon because we don't like going
on about it.
Yeah, but I never brought it up. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Because I want you to be aware. Like, yeah. You know, yes, of course he was here. Yes, yes, he loved the village and he loved all of us.
But we've been mortified for you now, you know, if you were to start going on about Matt Damon.
Don't make me tell you the whole story. Okay, I'll tell you the one about it.
Yeah, you're like, this is absolute. Will you, Dawkey? Okay, listen, we get it. Let it go. And now the new super, not the new supermarket, the old supermarket, Super Value.
Yeah. Where,
you know, it was a Super Value bag that Matt Damon was walking around with when he went swimming with his gear. They've now put Matt Damon onto the Super Value bag.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to go on about it. Now, what you'll notice is it doesn't actually say his name on it. It's just a picture of him.
It's just his likeness.
It's just a, so I swear to God, next year, 5 years later, or 10 years since this happened, there's going to be a statue to Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And on it will be written, we don't even know who this is. He was just a guy that came for a swim one of the days.
It was like that movie, you know, that Clint Eastwood movie where a stranger just came into town and that was it. Nobody even knew his name.
In fact, we have a statue here because he's the one person nobody even says hello to.
How long do you reckon before we have the Dawkey Matt Damon Festival?
Yeah, the Dawkey, the Hollywood people can come here and nobody says a word festival. Yeah. That's what it'll be called.
That's what it'll be called, yeah.
It's absolutely gas. Like, I've never heard. I don't know. Jim McCabe is from Finglas. He's literally one of the most, you know, people don't talk about Jim there because he was involved.
Because nobody liked me.
No, because he was involved in crime. Or whatever.
I was not involved in crime.
Drive by Jimmy. Okay, I'm reaching for straws here. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it is an amazing
thing.
Well,
it's not like if I went down to Mayo or wherever you're from, they wouldn't be talking all the time about you and everything, would they?
I will say, in fairness to the people of Mayo, they are genuinely embarrassed that I have a connection to the county. I will say
No, but seriously, do the people of Marino?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
No, you see,
now, when you come into Marino, no, don't be talking to us about PJ Gallagher. I mean, yes, he did shoplift here at, when, you know, in, what was it called? That shop used to always, it was always expensive, so you always stole stuff from
him. I actually don't know what you're talking about. That's the truth. I actually don't know what you're talking
about. But anyway,
but yeah. But you put your finger on the pulse there, right? That's the thing. You're from Dawkey, right?
Mm.
You don't talk about Matt Damon. In fact, the one thing you always talk about is the fact that you never talk about Matt Damon.
That's it.
When you're from Marino, you go, I go back to Marino and all, right?
Mm.
Going to the shops and everything. And how do people react? I go, you're some tick on the radio. Jeepers, you're terrible at them birdies. How does Jim put up with you? Honest to God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. If I was Jim, I'd retire in the morning.
Yeah, anywhere I go, it's always like, oh, PJ, not what you know. Oh, he's gas, isn't he? Great. Yeah. Ah, he's fantastic. Yeah, no, I know, yeah. I do the show with him. Every single day I do the show with him. What? Yeah, yeah. But he's great, isn't he? All right, yeah. Say you have a great crack with him, do you? Must be great working with him. Yeah, yeah. Doing that yourself. Yeah, no, funny enough, I'm on that show with him.
Oh,
right, yeah, yeah. He's great, though, isn't he? He's great.
I'm honestly delighted you're insulted by that because it'd be nice to get some of the positivity instead of that fella deserves a carer and no one's hanging around with you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
At this stage, you would pretty much imagine, right, that there wouldn't be a square foot of the world that hasn't been discovered and used and, you know, whatever else. I mean, at this stage now, really, obviously people often talk about the depths of the sea that are still unknown. There's space exploration goes on. But in terms of, you know,
still learning more about the world,
this earth we live in, it's hard enough to kind of find something that you thought, my God.
Yeah, and there's this family, right? They're in Turkey, they're the Ulas family, and we've known about them for quite a while now, but there's no real sort of explanation to why they are the way they are, right? So every family is different, you know, they've got their quirks and all of that sort of stuff and different. But the Ulas family, they walk on all fours. They walk, and they're the only people
in
the world.
It's only a family. I thought John said it was a tribe.
So did I until I read the story. But
he lied to us.
It's a huge family now.
Oh, okay.
There's like
they're like a tribe.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, there's 18 kids.
Oh, Lord.
For a start.
That is a tribe.
And then there's, like, you know, the extended family. But a lot of them, quadruplism, they call it, when you walk on all fours. So they've just started doing more studies with
them. Actually, and that's not for everybody, quadruplism.
No,
I mean, it isn't. Ask Liverpool.
There was a great burn in that one. I love it.
But anyway, sorry, please proceed.
Yeah, yeah, so the quadruplism, and they walk on all fours, but scientists can't work out why they do it. They can't figure it out, so they're looking more into them to see what it is. Is there like a different sort of, they just can't figure it out. It's just one of those mysteries. They've never seen it or known it anywhere else in the world except for this one family. Very interesting that's in Turkey, though. And like you said, actually, I think I've just figured it out. It's the Liverpool connection, isn't it?
What?
They're not even they're not even Turkish people, are they? They're lads from Liverpool who went over and got new veneers, and their heads are now too heavy to walk around on their own two legs. And they walk around and go, "Could somebody help me? I can't get off the ground. I can't get off the ground. My teeth are so heavy now. Since I've got a new hairline in Delford. I can't stand up straight, the weight of it. It's unbelievable. I only came over with my 18 kids for an old holiday."
Actually, to be fair, if it wasn't a family, it could have been a stag. I mean, in fairness,
maybe
you
that's
know,
it.
People going around on all fours.
It'd be great if a scientist made that complete.
It could have been just a stag.
They're over in Bodrum or Gumbet or something. They've met a load of lads from Dublin just walking around their hands and knees going, "Who wouldn't have a drink of water, would you? Oh, Jesus, I'm dying over here." And they were like, "I don't know what language they're speaking, but we've never seen this before." And
yeah.
Like, what were they wearing, this tribe? They were wearing blue jerseys with Arnott's written across the front of them. And they all had Nike Air Max on. They're a tribe, an unknown tribe.
Crawling on their hands and knees.
Crawling on their hands and knees. Scientists can't explain this simple thing. Yeah.
Maybe you've discovered it. Maybe you finally...
I think
finally
I've
put paid to
I
it.
I think I've cracked it there. The scientists that are going over, don't worry about
actually,
it.
Actually, there is another angle to it because... you know who was who actually has a big connection with Turkey?
Who's that?
Believe it or not, somebody who had a holiday home there in Turkey.
I don't
or whatever.
Have a clue who it is.
Only the bomber.
The bomber.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Very strong connection with Turkey. Used to go over there regularly, multiple times a year.
Yeah, that'd be him on holidays, wouldn't it? Walk around on all fours in case somebody dropped any change. I was over here 2 years ago. I found £3.90 over the whole 2 weeks. I'll never walk around with my own two legs again.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
So there we go, another one in the bag. Number, I forgot, well, I didn't know what number it was at the start, so I'm hardly going to know now.
136, let's say.
Pick it, yeah,
whatever,
that'll do.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Yep.
And once again, we've, again, maybe not as contentious an issue as last week's episode about PJ getting all the hair and his balls taken away. But nonetheless, in terms of communication between the genders, I think we got there, we did a lot of work on that end of it this week.
And I'm glad we went that way. I'm glad we went Battle of the Sexes because I had more to say about the groin area and I'm glad we didn't, to be honest. It's done. It's overdone. Completely overdone.
Yeah, much like your groin area.
Yeah, like
completely
a raw
overdone.
Yeah, like a blackened chicken there at this stage. So leave it at that.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.